It is 8:41 here on WPHM. Cloudy skies. Been watching the radar this morning, and it does show rain to our south, to our west, just starting to creep into St. Clair County. You'll likely hit some of it if you're driving out of Port Huron this morning, and you'll likely see some rain in and around the Port Huron area on and off today, mainly through this evening. We'll detail the weather forecast again coming up in just a few minutes. It's always good from time to time to get an update on the local real estate market, and we do that with Jeff Wine from Joanne Wine and Associates Real Estate. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Paul. How are you today?
I'm doing well. How was your summer?
It was great.
It was fast.
It was fast. It got here late and went fast when it arrived.
Yeah, I mean, it's not over yet, but I was saying earlier, I was watching hockey and I had to close the window because it was too cold last night. I think that means summer is over.
That could be.
Yeah. So how's the real estate market?
It's been very good. It's interesting. As we've talked earlier in the year, I guess we missed August. A lot of buyers and sellers seem to have missed August, too.
Well, come on. Everybody was out on their boat. That's why.
I think so. The first, let's say, week one through three of August was, as Tim Ward from Eastern Michigan Bank mentioned a minute ago, seemed like the lights went off.
Yeah.
And now the last week of August through the first couple weeks in September, we really have made up for whatever didn't happen in August.
So, is there any rhyme or reason to that? You look back last year and say, well, this happens every year in August, or is it just...
It happens every year in August, and every year in August we forget that it happens every year in August. So
exactly.
It's like Groundhog Day.
Yeah, no doubt.
Gee, this happens again.
Yeah.
So anyway, you kind of get that, you're in a certain rhythm or routine, mm-hmm. and boom, it just stops. But
I always feel like after Labor Day, when the kids go back to school and everything gets back to normal, it's almost like New Year's when everybody starts, doing their resolutions. We're going to get organized. We're going to change things. We're maybe going to move into a new house.
Right. Yeah. No. It does change, and it does happen. And there seems to be, and that kind of leads into one of the things that I'd like to talk about is, if everybody decides to do the same thing at the same time. That then creates a little bit of competition,
sure.
If not a great deal of competition, for homes. There have mm-hmm. been, I think, three situations we've been involved with recently where there have been competing offers.
Mm-hmm.
And two of the three houses had been on the market for 4 or 5 months. So why all of a sudden? You have a fairly frustrated seller with the home on the market that long, and then all of a sudden, out of the blue, you have two offers. And it's hard for the buyers to believe. Well, it's like, wait a minute. I've been watching this thing on Zillow or Realtor.com, Trulia, whatever, or a local real estate broker's website. And what do you mean there's two offers? It's been on the market for a long time.
Yeah, it's been there for 5 months, and they dropped the price 2 months ago. What's,
right.
What are you talking about?
So that happened. And it's frustrating for the buyers is the agent – being disingenuous or outright lying to me, is there really another offer? And I've dealt with that, 30 years ago. I ran into a buyer who had, when I informed them that there was another offer, they had that pulled on them up in Alpena, and gosh, they were mad.
I'm sure.
And thought that I was trying to do the same thing that the realtor and real estate agent in Alpena had done. So, but it's understanding, having a good relationship with your agent, and maybe have that conversation ahead of time before you get into that negotiating. What is going to happen, Jeff, when we write an offer?
Mm-hmm.
What's the process? How soon can I expect an answer? A seller doesn't have to. They can accept, reject, ignore, counter an offer. Unless they're really under no obligation to do anything with an offer, unless they meet the exact terms of the listing contract, so probably full price,
right.
No contingencies, cash transaction, then a seller might be obligated to pay a brokerage fee,
mm-hmm.
but they may not be forced to sell a house,
right.
Which that confuses the heck out of buyers also.
Right.
And just because your offer is first doesn't mean that it has to be responded to first.
Mm-hmm.
The second, third, or fourth offer may be more attractive for whatever reason, either not just price, but it could be possession, it could be the amount down that mm-hmm. a particular buyer has, it could be the day of closing, maybe it's within 2 weeks, maybe mm-hmm. it's within 12 months. you know,
right.
Whatever would be better in the eyes of the seller. The seller gets to decide mm-hmm. what is best for them.
Right.
And then for buyers to understand that in any contract, regardless of what you're buying, time is of the essence. That another offer may come in, as we discussed a minute ago. If you want to change the terms,
mm-hmm.
That's a counter. Any change to that original agreement by the seller or a buyer in subsequent offers and counter offers is a change.
Yeah.
So that offer becomes, that was just submitted, is null and void when the seller changes it.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's a formal counter offer that's on a separate piece of paper and all written out and typed and very neat and clean, or if it's just something scratched and initialed.
Right.
It's
and
a
change. You've seen both of those, I'm
I've
sure.
I've seen
yeah.
them all.
Right.
I've seen very, you know, yeah. from very professionally done paperwork to what is this garbage?
Right, right.
You know, so, and it can be very frustrating and confusing for both buyers, sellers, agents, and especially now there as the, in any improving real estate market, any market of any kind, really.
Mm-hmm.
So if there's the perception that things are going well, more people want to join the bandwagon.
Exactly,
you know, a lot
yeah.
of people don't jump on a sinking ship.
Right, so, right.
But they do seem to climb aboard one that is doing quite well. So the real estate market over the last 10 years has gotten, at least the last 9 years, and I think 2009 was the very bottom of our market. So the last 9 years has been steadily improving in the St. Clair County area, and mm-hmm. we've also, with that, we've seen a huge number of people into the market, real estate practitioners. So with that, and they all come with different levels of experience.
Sure.
Both in business and or real estate.
Mm-hmm.
So it can be, and then everybody has done, most everyone has done their own research or has a perception of how things should be.
Or they did their research or think they did their research.
Or think they did their research or... They bought a house 20 years ago,
sure.
and why would the process be any different now yep. than it was 20 years ago?
Right.
The loan officer 25 years ago didn't lose my application or my verification of deposit form, but why does it disappear when I send it to him? That's probably a little bit unfair to loan officers. That doesn't happen quite
right.
as much as it did, and that was primarily in the financial crisis that mm-hmm. we seem to have a lot of that
yeah.
lost stuff. I
yeah.
mean, I think just not only was the market bad, but everybody seemed to be in a mass state of confusion.
Yeah, yeah. for sure. Yeah, we've kind of come out of that.
We've come out of that. Yeah,
and so the market seems healthy right now. I mean, the real estate
I would
market.
Say it's coming. I think healthy is a good word in becoming more balanced. We're seeing, and when I was here in January and February, and I think every January and February for the last few years, I've talked about there not being any inventory, and
yeah.
maybe people should be putting their
for sure.
homes on the market when nobody else is.
Mm-hmm.
Now, just like the buyers came back in August, well, so have sellers.
Yeah.
So we're noticing the homes that haven't sold, maybe after seeing some appreciation and reading articles about what the national real estate market has been doing,
mm-hmm.
That prices are up, and so they price their home a little high. Well, we've seen prices moderate in some price ranges.
Yeah.
The most popular, they're still very strong and or appreciating. You know, if you get somewhere around the average in the low 100s,
mm-hmm.
Homes probably that are in nice condition probably will just not last.
Yeah.
Last on the market. Anyway, from that perspective, we're seeing sellers coming back and putting homes on the market for a number of different reasons. We have seen a little bit of an uptick mm-hmm. in new home construction.
That's right.
Gives some people some options and choices.
Right.
So the condominiums
yeah.
over here that we're kind of in the shadow of, well, not today, it's a little bit cloudy, but Sundays,
right.
about this time of day, you're
yeah,
in the
no
shadow
doubt.
Of it. Those will be coming online next June.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be ready for move-in. They'll be ready
right.
for move-in. Hopefully mid-June 2019. So that's exciting for our area.
Right.
And anyway, overall, the market's good. The economy's good. anyway, kids are back to school.
Yeah.
The Port Huron Schools building program seems to be wrapping up.
Construction all over the place, you know, not just residential, but my gosh, the hospital's going to be opening their new
wing. That'll be exciting. Yeah. You want it with the, when the new, is it the 22nd or coming up soon anyway?
Yeah.
The open houses.
Yeah, a week from Saturday, the 29th, they're going to have an open house at McLaren Port Huron for that. So yeah.
A lot of good things happening. I was just at the SC4 meeting, and SC4 seems to be doing well. The boat, the antique and classic boat show.
How cool was that?
That was just awesome. And I, gosh, whomever was involved with that, I know the Walkers, Mark and Hale,
yep.
And Lee Stevens, and others were, Jeff, I won't list anymore. I saw a ton of people. I think they had 300 volunteers.
And that's the kind of marketing you can't buy. I mean, when you can bring that many people into town, and everybody that attended said, what a great event, Port Huron put on.
Right. Yeah. And it could have been, you know, for a week in weather difference, I'm glad it wasn't a disaster.
No.
That east wind is crawling.
And yeah, exactly.
Oh, they're going to take a run down to Algonac, and then they're going to go to Lexington?
Yeah. The Lexington trip, I guess, was flawless because they had a beautiful, calm day.
That's what I heard.
Yeah.
It would have been great to be to take a ride up there.
Yeah, but no doubt.
Everybody seemed happy, energized. And when I left, I was down on Thursday, and then I also on Saturday. When I came through on Saturday, Debbie and I came through on Saturday, it was... downtown was full of all sorts of activity.
Yeah, yeah. And it reminds you, when you get to look at our community through somebody else's eyes, through a visitor's eyes, you say, hey, this is a pretty good place to live, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And I think others are seeing that. I was going through notes and things of people I need to get back to or get information to. And so people that have had some connection to Port Huron, mm-hmm. St. Clair County, Las Vegas, Wyoming. I hardly ever get anybody from Wyoming. We've... done more digital marketing in Ann Arbor and Western Oakland County. Mm-hmm. That seems to be paying off as far as people coming up here. Macomb County knows where we are. Oakland County,
right?
In Ann Arbor, not so much. Anyway, we seem to be getting discovered.
Yeah.
Just if looking at the traffic on the streets, like Thursday through Saturday,
yeah.
When you see people wandering around and think, gosh, I wonder if that's a tourist.
Some of them are. Some of them absolutely are. Yeah, they are coming up here. So, well, that's good stuff.
And before we wrap up today, I've got to say happy anniversary to Debbie and Jeff Wine. It's our 32nd anniversary.
Oh, so happy anniversary.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Debbie, for 32 wonderful years.
All right, fantastic. Jeff, always good to see you. If somebody wants to put their house on the market or they're looking to buy, what should they do?
Go to joannewine.com or call 810-985-5080.
All right.